To survive the recession, thousands of businesses have done the same thing, cut jobs. But one small-town factory is trying something different. Instead of cutting employees, it's putting them to work on jobs that were once done by outside contractors. From member station WIUM in Macomb, Illinois, Rich Egger reports.
Bushnell is a small farm community of about 3,300 situated in western Illinois. It's located between the Mississippi and Illinois rivers, about an hour and a half drive from the Quad Cities. You won't find any chain stores in its downtown, but there is a small cafe, a furniture store, some law offices, and a few small factories. At the north end sits a big red brick building. It's the home of Midwest Control Products, a company that makes ball joints, rod ends, and other metal products for the ag and trucking industries. And lately, this company has become known for one of its innovations.
We're trying to do something different that is self-sufficient.
Kerry Rhodes is the company's vice president.
And we're making it work. And we'd like to see more people take an approach like that instead of creating spending programs.
Instead of laying off any of its 68 workers, the company set up what it calls an alternative work program. Employees here now do maintenance work that the company used to contract out. They're cleaning offices, tuck pointing the brick, painting the factory, and repairing the machinery.
The fellow that took charge of doing all the ceiling painting, he has a sideline business as a house painter, but he's a welder for us. He was happy to do something different and in something that he enjoys doing.
Well, a lot of factory work is sort of repetitive, so in a way this is really giving the employees a chance to sort of break the routine, maybe break the monotony.
They really like that. I mean, they probably express that as much as anything, is that it's fun to do something different. And especially this time of year when the weather's nice, a lot of it they get to go outside.
Going outside means working in the company's two-acre garden, situated behind its other factory on the edge of town. Jason Garzi normally works as a press operator here, but on this breezy and cool summer day, he's digging weeds.
It works for me, because I ain't laid off, so as long as we're staying busy, we got jobs, and paycheck, works for me.
Corn and tall sunflowers line one edge of the garden. Small, hand-painted wood signs mark the spots where you can find tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and the like. Workers also spend some time selling the produce.
$4 a dozen. You get a baker's dozen. More 40 cents a piece.
Okay.
Drill press operator Tracy Howell is at the farmer's market in nearby Macomb. Today she's selling corn from the bed of a silver and black Ford Explorer.
There you go.
Thank you.
Howell likes this innovative program because it keeps her working.
It makes you feel like the company's actually thinking about the employees and not just making a quick buck.
By thinking this way about its workers, Midwest Control Products was able to stabilize its finances. In fact, Kerry Rhodes says it's remained profitable every month during the recession. Rhodes won't worry, though, if orders remain slow during the third quarter. He says there's still a long list of alternative work projects for workers to complete. For NPR News, I'm Rich Egger in Macomb, Illinois.